ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京。こんばんはニューヨーク。こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 13.
日本語道場。
What have you forgotten in Japan today?
Naomi です。
Peter here.
13.
They're starting to add up.
はい。
Almost not newbie anymore.
そうですか? That's quite newbie still.
Well, here's the thing. If you're just following along, listening to the lessons, maybe still newbie, but...If you've signed up, if you're exploring on your own, if you're trying out these structures we've been introducing, reading the PDFs, getting into the Learning Center, I don't know, I think not newbie anymore.
Ah, そうですか?
そうですよ? So, with that said, well, anybody out there want to tell us how far they've come, please leave us a post. We'd love to hear how far along you've come. Now, in the meantime, let's talk about today's lesson. What's going on?
I think they're in the office.
Okay.
And Fabrizio is looking for something.
Oh, do tell. What is he looking for?
財布.
We'll tell you what that means once we get into the lesson. Actually, no, after the lesson when we get to the vocab. But for anybody who got it, great job.
はい.
Now, what kind of Japanese will be covered in the lesson today?
Polite Japanese.
Okay. And what about the grammar?
Adjectives plus noun.
Now, we did go over thisprevious with not adjectives just to show you the difference, but we didn't do it with e adjectives. So in this lesson, we'll be getting a taste of both.
はい。
All right. Are we ready?
はい。
Let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
ない。私の財布。ない。
どんな財布ですか?
高い財布です。イタリアのデザイナーの財布です。とても素敵な財布です。
あれですか?
ああ、そうです。私の財布です。嬉しい。ありがとう、春人。
どういたしまして。とてもかっこいい財布ですね。
ない!私の傘、ない!
夏美さんの傘はどんな傘ですか?
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ない、私の財布、ない。
どんな財布ですか?
高い財布です。イタリアのデザイナーの財布です。とても素敵な財布です。
あれですか?
ああ、そうです。私の財布です。嬉しい。ありがとう、春人。
どういたしまして。とてもかっこいい財布ですね。
ない。私の傘。ない。
夏美さんの傘はどんな傘ですか?
次は英語が入ります。
ない。私の財布。ない。
My wallet is missing.
どんな財布ですか?
What kind of wallet is it?
高い財布です。イタリアのデザイナーの財布です。とても素敵な財布です。
An expensive wallet. An Italian designer wallet.It's an extremely gorgeous wallet.
あれですか?
Is that your wallet?
ああ、そうです。私の財布です。嬉しい。ありがとう、春人。
Oh yes, that's right. That's my wallet. I'm so glad you found it. Thank you, 春人。
どういたしまして。とてもかっこいい財布ですね。
My pleasure. It's a very cool wallet.
ない。私の傘、ない。
My umbrella is missing.
夏美さんの傘はどんな傘ですか?
What kind of umbrella do you have, 夏美? Naomi-sensei, what did you think of today's lesson?
ファビリツィオさんはラッキーですね。
Now, let's give everyone one more chance to get what you said. What was that?
ファブリツィオさんはラッキーですね。
ファブリツィオ is lucky.
はい。There is an expression, ついてる。It means lucky. But ついてる is a bit difficult. So I used lucky instead.
Which is an adjective meaning lucky.
そうです。Actually, lucky is a na ending adjective.
Really?
はい。ラッキーなピーターさん。
Now, and what about the pitch accent here?
ラッキー。
Going down.
はい。
ラッキーなナオミ先生。
そうですね。
But yes, also, ついてる means in a state of being attached to.
そうですね。
So the luck is stuck on you. But speaking of adjectives and vocab, let's take a look at today's.
はい。どんな。
What kind of?
どんな。どんな。
Now, this is a great interrogative. This will really help you take your Japanese to the next level because you can start to ask about things. And when you ask questions with どんな, chances are that there are a lot of adjectives in the answer. Or, well, either way, you're going to learn a lot more Japanese.
And when you use どんな, you need a noun after it.
And any noun will do, so it gives you a chance to ask about anything.
ピーターさんはどんな人?
What kind of person is Peter? ナオミ先生はどんな先生ですか?
What kind of teacher
is Naomi 先生?
I'm too scared to hear the answer.
I want to hear them, so please leave us a post. お願いします。So, let's give a couple more examples. How about, what's the word for wine?
ワイン wine.
So how can we say, what kind of wine?
どんなワインですか?
Again, どんな followed by?
Noun, wine.
And give us, you really want to hit the N in there. It's どんな? Because we have three syllables in there. First one?
ど.
Followed by?
ん.
Followed by?
な.
So, どんな.
はい.
All right, next we have?
高い.
High, tall, expensive.
高い. 高い.
Now, again, this can...We got to use context here. If we're talking about a building, it means tall.
高い.
Tall. So how can we say, what's the word for building?
ビル.
Short vowel in there. The drink that so many people like is a long vowel. ビル.
ビル.
Here, it's short vowel.
はい.
ビル. And we can say the building is tall, which is?
あのビルは高いです.
That building is tall.
That beeris expensive.
Ah, which is the other meaning of 高い. How do we say that beer is expensive?
あのビールは高い.
Notice the long vowel in there. ビール. That beer is expensive. All right. What do we have next?
財布.
Wallet.
財布. 財布.
Next we have?
素敵.
Lovely. Fantastic. Cool. And...Good looking.
ちょっと素敵 is a big word. So if you always use 素敵 too much, that sounds a bit strange.
But it can be used for so many situations.
はい。素敵な人。
Yes, and this is a な adjective.
はい。
Can you break it down?
素敵。素敵。
Pitch accent here is?
Start low and goes up at teAnd it stays high.
素敵.
そうです。素敵.
素敵.
そうです。
What about for the other ones we just covered? 財布.
財布.
Going up.
はい。
財布.
そうです。
I hear it going up on the E. 財布.
そうです。
How about for... 高い starts low, high, down.
そうです。
高い.
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 そうです。
高い.
はい.
And how about どんな going up?
It sounds almost like Madonna. Donna.
Donna.
Donna starts with high. Na is low.
Okay, then we had a word we spoke about in a previous lesson, which also means good looking, cool. That is?
かっこいい。かっこいい。かっこいい。
This word, かっこ, means appearance. And it's followed by e, which means good. So literally, appearance, good.Then we have?
嬉しい。
Happy.
うれしい。
Again, low, high, low. うれしい。This is followed by a phrase.
どういたしまして。
You're welcome.
どういたしまして。どういたしまして。
ど starts high, falls on the second syllable.
どう、どう。
いたしまして starts low, rises on the second syllable た、falls on the second to last syllable.
し、いたしまして。いたしまして。
Next.
そう。
That's right. Or, is that so?
そう。そう。
Falls on the second syllable う。
そう。
Okay, Naomi-sensei. Let's have a look at the usage for some of these words.
はい。
What word shall we start with?
高い。
Expensive.
Or,
tall. Two meanings, and again, depends on the context. Let's take a look at both meanings. First we have, first sample sentence.
これは高いワインです。
This is expensive wine. So here we're talking about wine, so the price of the wine. Now let's have an example that refers to height.
富士山は高い山です。
Mount Fuji is a high mountain.
Yeah, we don't have any difference between high and tall in Japanese.
Yeah, so we're on to three meanings now.
はい。
Because in English, yeah, we wouldn't say that's a tall mountain. High mountain.
Do you say high building?
No, tall building.
Ah, so for me, the difference between high and tall is difficult.
Yeah, but in Japanese, it's easier because they're both 高い.
And expensive is 高い.
So how can we say tall building?
高いビル.
Tall building. And just watch the pronunciation of the word ビル, because if you hold the vowel, you wind up with
ビール,
and that's beer.
そうですね。Expensive beer になっちゃいますね。高いビール。
Expensive beer.
高いビール。
Tall building.
そうです。
So, I have an interesting story about this 高い. So, I was playing ice hockey here in Japan, and I'm from New York, so we play a little rough. So, I checked this guy, and he said to me, what I heard was, omae sei ga takai. So he said to me, you're tall. So I said back to him, because we were like the same height. I said, omae mo sei ga takai. You're tall too. And he gave me this weird look, because it didn't really make sense why he would say like, you're tall. So I get back to the bench and my teammate says to me, he says, he didn't say sei ga takai. He said, cheku ga takai. Like I hit him high. But anyway, the way to say you're tall is "sei ga takai."
You're tall? No, you're tall.
Yeah. So hopefully this little story helps you remember another expression we can use with takai. "Sei ga takai," meaning someone is tall.
When you play ice hockey, ice hockey をするときはチェックが高いって言うんですか?
Yeah, high check. So he wanted to say, that was a high check.
チェック高いよ。
That was it.
Ah, so なんだ.
But I heard something different.
Okay.
He gave me a really strange look. Okay, on to today's grammar point. Or points. First we have?
どんな.
どんな means what kind of, and always precedes a noun. So we have どんな followed by a noun. What kind of something. For example?
どんな財布ですか?
What kind of wallet is it?
どんな傘ですか?
What kind of umbrella is it?
どんなワインですか?
What kind of wine is it?
どんなビールですか?
What kind of beer is it?
どんなビルですか?
What kind of building is it? So you get the pattern here. どんな followed by a noun. Grammar point one. Next grammar point is adjective modifying a noun. As was introduced in the dialogue, we have an adjective preceding a noun in the word order. So let's just take a look at some of the examples we had in today's conversation. First we had
高い財布
expensive wallet. Now again, when we first hear 高い, there's no way to know if it's expensive or
high or tall
without knowing the context. So if you're talking on the phone and someone says 高い, you have to wait for what comes next. Now if it's a visual situation where you could see what's being talked about, then it's kind of very apparent. But again, the meaning comes from the context. This is an e adjective. So when an e adjective precedes a noun, stays the same. No, nothing changes.
かっこいい財布.
Cool wallet. Nice looking wallet. Again, we just take the e adjective and place it in front of the noun. Next we have?
Now it's time for a challenge.
What challenge is that?
Na ending adjectives.
Okay, we introduced these na adjectives, and here we're going to show you where the name comes from. Naomi-sensei, take it away.
素敵な財布.
Good looking wallet. Now, if you remember, the adjective for good looking is?
素敵.
The word for wallet is?
財布.
So, in today's dialogue, the word order is, first we have the adjective.
素敵.
Followed by?
財布.
Wallet. But as 素敵 is a na adjective, we can't just line them up. We need to put something in between, and that is?
Na.
Hence, where we get the name na adjective. So, the phrase goes?
素敵な財布です.
There it is. The e adjective can be placed directly in front of the noun without any change. The na adjective needs a na following it when placed in front of a noun. Let's take a look at another example.
特別な財布.
Special wallet.Naomi sensei wa tokubetsu na sensei desu ne.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
Yes, I'm very used to this with Sakura and Natsuko. Yes.
We are so Japanese.
Yeah, Yoshi used to really like them.
So desu ne.
Sore kara, English adjectives are treated as a na adjectives.
And exponentially increase your vocabulary. Because...
Gorgeous na saifu.
Gorgeous wallet. I mean, knowing this, you can take most English adjectives, slap a na at the end, and use them in front of nouns.
そうですね。多いですね。スペシャルなイベント。
Special event.
キュートな人。
Cute person.
マニアックな人。
A really exuberant person. So it doesn't have that, in English, maniac kind of has...It's like kind of a negative nuance to it, but in Japanese, this nuance isn't as severe.
そうですね。Maniac is, we can use maniac for the who are really into something.
Kind of a bit different than the English version of the maniac on the news and wanted in 30 states. So yeah, you got to watch out for that nuance there. Now, again, we're introducing you to...An additional pattern, and we want to stress additional. Up until now, we've been introducing you to this A, wa, B, des. Topic followed by wa, followed by adjective, followed by des. And you can use this pattern too. This is just an additional pattern that you can use and is used quite often. And we're just going to give you side by side here using the 高い財布. Can we have both patterns?
これは高い財布です。
This is an expensive wallet. And the word order is quite similar to English. This expensive wallet. And of course, just the verb is what's different here. Then we also have...
この財布は高いです.
This wallet is expensive. And again, quite similar. This wallet, expensive, is almost identical. But again, we just want to stress here that...Both, this is just an additional pattern in addition to your linguistic toolbox. So just something else. All right, so that is going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
ない。私の財布。ない。
どんな財布ですか?
高い財布です。イタリアのデザイナーの財布です。とても素敵な財布です。
あれですか?
ああ、そうです。私の財布です。嬉しい。ありがとう、春人。
どういたしまして。とてもかっこいい財布ですね。
ない!私の傘、ない!
夏美さんの傘はどんな傘ですか?